Welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. This is a special edition of Out of the Fog Extra. I'm not used to this. It's been such a long time since I've been on Blog Talk Radio. I'm playing with the mics. Things are muted and then they're live and I don't know and the music is playing or it's not playing, but look, I'm here and I am so glad you're here. You already know that we meet every week for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests, but every so often I get the urge to jump on live radio, do readings, and have a great time with wonderfully talented intuitive guests. That's what Out of the Fog Extra is all about, and boy, do I have a wonderful guest for you tonight. Kay, the intuitive specialist, is here. Now, she's an Out of the Fog fan favorite. I can't tell you how many times I've had her on the show over the years. We're going to talk tonight about how you can learn to trust your intuition, and we will be taking your calls for live readings on the air. Now, I'll introduce you to Kay in just a minute, but let me give you the call-in number so that you can get on the switchboard. If you would like an on-air reading from Kay, and with me chiming in as I see fit, if I get all rowdy and I can't wait, I'm going to jump in there, please call 646-929-2947. That's 646-929-2947. We will take as many calls as we can, so please, oh please, oh please, limit yourself to just one brief question. Now, are you ready to meet Kay? Kay, the intuitive specialist, is a clairvoyant, life coach, author, speaker, and spiritual teacher who's based in Brisbane, Australia. She's also a medium and channeler. Part of, I think, what makes Kay so popular is her very close, her intimate connection with spirit and the enthusiasm with which she brings through guidance to help people live more enlightened, more purposeful lives. She travels the globe. She's all over the place teaching and connecting with those who are in search of insight and empowerment, because that's a big part of what she does. And I haven't even mentioned the Wake Up with Kay podcast that she does. She's got a new app called Tell Me Now. This thing is great fun. This is on iOS and Android. You can find out lots more about Kay and her work at kaytheintuitivespecialist.com. And listen, guys, it's just the letter K, kaytheintuitivespecialist.com. Kay, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hello, Karen, darling, and to all the listeners, welcome. How are you all? I'm sending blessings from Australia today.
Wonderful, and it's freezing in Australia, yes?
Yeah, it is today. So we have the wind, and it's called the chilly winds of August for us. And so we're all rugged up, and the sun is there, but it's windy and chilly. So we don't experience snow like you guys do, but yeah, we're a little bit windy here when it's cold.
Well, I know that one of the things, and we have so many callers on the board, so we're going to go to calls in just a minute, but I wanted to ask you, Kay, why don't we trust our intuition? What is it, do you think, that we're afraid of? What keeps us from listening to that inner voice?
I think today everything is just too fast, and so people talk so much and very quickly text and email in that sense without thinking, and then they go into overload, and then they quickly ask somebody else the advice. Now, you know, there's that old rule of thumb: don't ask somebody else advice if they're in just as much pickle as what you are, because it's not going to work. So, and one of the reasons that I put together Tell Me Now, well, first of all, Spirit said I was to do it, because people just always contacted me. They would text me, they would email me, and, you know, they'd even turn up on the doorstep, 6 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock at night. Oh, yeah, I had one lady in her pajamas, and she said, just tell me now. And, you know, Spirit said, that's it, let's do the app, because often people want to know just yes or no. And sometimes there's a timeout, there's this period that you've got to wait. And you see, so because everything has got hurried in life, people aren't asking themselves, how do I feel about this situation? What am I really going to gain from it? And, you know, they're not even trusting the alert, what I call the alert system in the body. You know, when you know danger, danger, warning, warning, or you just don't like that person. yet all of a sudden you say, yeah, I'll go out with you, or yeah, I'll take that job, when you're absolutely frightened while you're sitting in that chair going, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this, but you say yes anyway. So it comes back to, well, as we say in Australia, the buck stops with you, because we are the ones who have to take that moment of time out where we can take a breath, where we can hide in the toilet, where we can sit in a car, maybe a park, where we can just go within and say, hey, what matters to me? Not anybody else at this moment. What matters to me? Now, we're all intuitive, and actually I changed my business concept from, you know, I started out as Connect with Spirit, and of course that's who I am. That will never change. And I became the messenger. And then Spirit said, but we want to work with this word intuitive, because you are all intuitive, but you're not trusting yourself in your feelings and your thought process. And Karen, I'm sure in the work that you do also, you're trying to teach your people that it's so, so important to understand that we're all gifted and that we have these, you know, powers, I'd like to say, of common sense when we tune into our bodies. And again, it's because we're so fast in life that people just reach for something else. Well, that person will tell me what to do. Or that person has that answer. Or, you know, and sometimes we see it again and again and again. All right, now I've got a person that I'm working with at the moment who is dead set against having a partner ever again in her life. But every angel card she picks up, it says life partner. Every book somebody gives to her, it says loving your life with a partner. Okay. And she wrote to me and she said, I'm outstanding. What's Spirit doing to me? And I said, but it's the signs. Please take it. As you might have had a bad experience beforehand, but it's obvious that Spirit, it's obvious that the universe is going to bring somebody into your life that you're going to have to accept. Now, we all have choice, and I use that word have to accept, simply because Spirit is trying to tell her, love is on its way, get ready. Okay. And so these signs, people refuse to believe. They almost go into their own sort of less self-worth in that sense, and think, well, why would anybody upstairs, why would anybody earthly in that sense give me a sign continually that would let me know, that could help me in my decision making, or that could help me in feeling more peace, you know? And sometimes we, you know, Spirit does use that earth angel to jump right in front of you and say, hey, or, you know, you have that dream or you have that message. And, you know, those signs are so, so important. Because when we see those signs, we have to trust them because we didn't ask for them. I mean, here's a woman who says, no, 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 ma'am, thank you, no, no, no. And everywhere she goes, Spirit is talking about love and a new partner for her. So, and because she's saying no to it, you have to say yes to it, because all of those signs are saying, no, sorry, we do have somebody for you, and you have to be prepared for it. And so that intuition, you know, we have to listen to ourselves. We have to see what's out there. You know, in meditation, you close your eyes and you see through your third eye. But when you're walking your normal day, you see with your eyes opened. And, you know, for the blind, they're actually even more intuitive because they totally rely on their other senses. So, you know, we have to rely on all of our senses to say, okay, I get it. All right, somebody is going to come into my life. Do I need to lose weight? Do I need to change my hair color? Am I happy with who I am? What else would I like to do in a relationship? Have I got rid of my baggage? So those are the things that we need to look at as well when we get those kind of signs. You know, you want to go buy a car and you want white and you keep seeing a blue which is available, and you keep seeing the same car and you keep seeing the same car and you keep seeing the same car. So, you know, and then sometimes what can happen is you can buy that white car, have an accident, and thought, damn, I should have bought that blue car.
Well, it's true, I think, that we, to listen to our intuition, it's important to be doing it from a balanced place. Because where we get to that point where I'm a big believer in free will, and I feel like I know from my own experience that Spirit is not going to drag me in the bushes and then bring me back out with a life partner if that's not what I want, right? I don't believe that, you know, the hand of God will reach down and grab me before I buy the white car. I have free will, but if I'm not in a balanced place then I can't appreciate and listen to those signs. I can ask for guidance all day long, but I can't receive it. I can't take it in because I'm not in that place of balance. And so I think what you're saying is very important. Know yourself. Listen. Absolutely. Listen to your intuition. Take time out if you need to. One of the things that I like about the app so much, about the Tell Me Now app, is that there's a yes and a no, and there's a timeout. And for me, when I'm playing with this, and I love the app, so look, it's an endorsement for the app. It's great fun. When I'm playing with this and I get the timeout, it really makes me feel like, okay, yeah, all right, you're right. No, okay, I'll put it, I'm going away now, I'm putting it down. I'm going to return to that centered space so that I can really be listening to what Spirit has to say.
That's right, exactly. And, you know, this is the Holy Spirit that we're working with, which is connected to us because we are Spirit anyway. So you know, they want to help us. And, yes, we have free will, but sometimes our free will can be really dumb. And, you know, so, and people write to me, they go, you know, you told me I shouldn't have gone out with him, or you told me I shouldn't have taken that job, and now I hate it, and rah, 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 and you go, yeah, well, but, you know, and people want to impress other people at times. People want to, you know, make them feel good that you said yes to them when, in fact, you had to say no. And, you know, I had one lady who wrote to me, she said, your app's broken, it says no all the time to me. And I know this lady very well, and of course the app says no to her because everything she's asking is a no. It's not broken. But what it did was, and that's why it was built, that's why it was brought to the world, because it simplified things, and people need to simplify. And a lot of time, as I said, people would come to me and say, just tell me, is it yes or no? They don't want to hear who is my guide. They don't want to hear the reasons for it half the time. They just want the decision making for them. And it's unfortunate that a lot of people can't make their own decisions anymore, that they have to ask 10 girlfriends, or that they have to, you know, ask the boss, or take the day off and sit in upset, without just sitting in within and asking, well, what makes it best for me? Do I really like the job? Do I like the blue car? You know, all those sorts of things. And a lot of people are...
Sounds like you have a disturbance on stage tonight. Okay, I'm going to ask you to move your... All right, so I've unfortunately I've had to just pull Kay off. I'm going to try now to get her back on. My goodness, that was an exciting burst of static, wasn't it? So let's see if we can get Kay back on the air. We'll do this quickly, and if we can't get her on, so seeing that we're still having that difficulty with the line. Hey, are you still with us? All right. So we're still having that difficulty with Kay's line. I'm going to go ahead, and Kay, if you'd like to ring back into the switchboard, that number, that U.S. number is 646-929-2947. That's 646-929-2947. And let's go ahead and take a call. I'm going to go to area code 856. And 856, you are on the air with Karen Hager. Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Did that static burn your ears out and send you screaming for cover?
No, but I was wondering if it was Spirit interfering with the line.
Oh, no. I certainly hope not. Is there a question that you'd like me to take a look at for you tonight while we're waiting to get Kay back on the line?
Yeah, I'm just looking for work, and I'm wondering, you know, I was hoping to get a reading from Kay, or I guess you.
Wonderful, and I see that we have Kay. Oh my goodness, you hear that?
Yeah.
All right, I'm so sorry. So Kay, I'm going to just drop you. If you'd like to call back in to the switchboard, that's great. Laura, when I go ahead and look at the energy around work for you, what my guides are showing me is that this has been going on for a long time. This isn't like you've been out of work for an hour and a half. This has been going on for a long time. The good news is that as you move into the fall, you're coming into a period of greater prosperity. You're coming into a time of a lot of opening in your energy. What I'm guided to ask you to do, though, please, is to widen a little bit the idea of what it is that you will allow yourself to look for, the connections that you're willing to make. I don't mean all of a sudden go and get a job as a black market, something illegal and bad, but I'm saying if you are able to just slightly soften the boundaries, what you're going to find is that as we move into September, and this may be more like the middle of September, that you start to see opportunities coming back. And these are replies coming in for things you've sent in and you haven't heard back from. These are replies coming in. These are phone calls coming in. These are interviews coming in. And my sense as I look at your timeline is that I can get you back up on your feet by the end of September. Okay. How long have you been out of work?
Since May.
Yeah, so it's been quite a long time. And what's the area that you're looking for work in?
I'm trying to get into a managerial position for training and development.
Right. Well, training and development is a wonderful fit for you. That's really good for you because I can see your ability to kind of, distill information and make it available to people. And that's a wonderful thing for you. Your ability to take things that might seem difficult or challenging and break them down into steps that people can do. That's wonderful. What I would guide you to do though is to broaden those. And I'm sorry, because Kay is talking to me at the same time. I'm going to see if I can bring her on. And Kay, are you joining us? All right, Kay, I'm so sorry. We're still having a lot of difficulty with your line. All we can hear is static, I'm afraid, from the line. I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to just disconnect. I just hung up on the guest. That's the worst. That's so bad. You never hang up on the guest. But I'm going to give her a chance to call in again as the line is cleared. So Laura, if you will expand those boundaries a little bit, I think you're going to be successful. My sense is that we're looking at replies starting to come in about the middle of September and real action for you as we get to the end of September. They're also asking me to say something about your connections. This is about friends. This is about community. This is about the people around you. And I'm guided to say that you may have not have found you may not be finding a lot of support around you right now, and I would guide you, please, just as you soften those boundaries about where you will look for work, what you will accept, what you're interested in, I'd also advise you to be open to different people coming in. I don't mean ditch your friends, but what I do mean is that please really be open to who's supporting you and to who is available to you. Kay, are you on the line?
I am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and you're not all busy anymore. Are you able to hear Laura?
Fabulous. Now, I didn't hear Laura's question, so say it again.
Go ahead and hear quickly for Kay.
Hi, Kay. This is Laura. I was just asking about work. I'm looking for work and interested in knowing when that's going to come around.
Okay. All right. Now, Laura, Spirit tells me that this is about May or something, that you have not had a job. So it's been that long in that sense. So you have been really, really worrying and stressing. And, of course, what happens when we do that? We push everything aside in that way. So the first thing Spirit says to me is that, you know, your generosity in your giving in how you work is perfect. So don't give yourself a hard time here about what you need, who you are in that sense. But let go of the upsets that you've had since you left the other place, all right? And what you need too is they're showing me an environment that doesn't have a lot of people. It's a smaller group of people. Karen, I missed out on what you were saying. I didn't hear. So can you add to help?
I was just saying to Laura that my sense is that by the time we get to the middle of September, she's got answers coming back to her. And by the time we get to the end of September, I've got her feet on the ground. I'm putting her in a job. I felt that it was important for her to kind of expand the boundaries where she was willing to look, to just kind of, it's gotten to be a rather tight fit. It strangles her. Right? The tightness of this. And I'd love for her to relax and be a little looser about where she will go and what she will accept.
Yeah, and I agree with that, because that's what Spirit was saying. Let go of the past issues, because, you know, when we hold on to those things, oh my God, we can just destroy ourselves. So, and as I said, I just get this really great little place, and it's got, you know, just a few people in it, and it's just a real family feel, and the office itself has these lovely like trees and planter boxes and everything in it, and it's got some yellow sort of through its branding name in that sense that I'm seeing. And it's like you walk in, Laura, and you go, ah, this is what I feel, this is what I want, because it's about you fitting in, not blending in. And I hope you understand that, Laura, because you've tried to blend in with the environment of your work and it doesn't work that way. You want to sort of step it up and be more happy and secure. So the smaller environment, the smaller group of people, and that's what Spirit's saying. So look for that. Look for the yellow branding of the name, and away we go. All right? I wish you so much success with it. It's all going to be good. It's all going to be good. All right?
And Laura, thank you for your call, and thank you for your patience. We went through the static together and the back and forth.
So And just one thing, though, is it with a company that I've already interviewed with, or is it a company I haven't interviewed with at all
yet? No, I feel it's new. I feel you haven't applied to this job, and because you've been looking and see, Karen was saying, you know, her guys were saying that it's a different sort of structure in that sense, that you've got to go a little bit further and a little bit of a change in that to your norm. So you apply for this. This is something new. And as I said, it's a small team of people, and that makes life much better for you. All right?
Laura, okay. Thank you so much for your call and for being a good sport. Many blessings to you. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and I've muted Laura. At least I hope I've muted Laura. My goodness, this is fun, what we're doing here tonight. And Kay, can we go right to another call? Is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
All right, let's see what happens if we open up the line for 484-949. I'm going to go ahead and open the line up. There you are. You are on the air with Kay, the Intuitive Specialist, and Karen Hager. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy to take your call. I could almost cry with the joy of having it work. So my pleasure. Can I just know your first name?
It is Tonetta.
Tonetta, thank you so much for calling the show. Have you got a question that Kay can take a look at?
Yes, I have a love question. I really need to know if this gentleman that I am involved with is definitely going to be moving into my home mainly in the month of August or, you know, maybe September. I'm not sure, but I really need to know.
Okay. All right, darling. First of all, you know, many hands make light work, Spirit says. And you're trying to fuss around an awful lot about this, and you're trying to add it and make it happen. But in fact, actually, he's procrastinating a bit with all of this. And so I feel that you need to sort of just back off and let it flow, or else it could end up that it's not even going to be there in that sense. You very much want it. You're trying not to get uptight about not being in control for this situation. And that's very good of you, but you need to sort of see it for what it is. I see that this, you know, you need to be optimistic about it, yes, but I see that there's still some things that haven't been worked out between both of you to have this union be brought together. And I know that you think once he moves in, then everything will be okay and, you know, it'll go from there. But if you haven't sorted these issues out, and see, I've got like fire and ice sort of happening here. And, you know, the fire is that it's all great and it's all there for you. And then there's this icy sort of period of, you know, don't speak about it, don't talk, don't ask too many questions. And so this is the thing where don't rush this time slot. Ask more questions. Be absolutely sure. You know, if it's meant to happen, of course it will happen, but there is a question mark over this at the moment. So it's a time out. It's a time out to ask more questions. I trust that makes sense to you, and I know that sometimes perhaps you're a bit impatient, but you can't be with this because you don't want disaster, you want, you know, success. Karen, what do you feel?
Tonetta, my sense is, and I do get a little bit of a yellow caution flag around this, I want you to be happy and safe and balanced and joyful in your life as you go about your life, as you go, you're in a transition time, you're going into a new chapter of your life. And I want to be sure that any partner who comes into your home, gosh, anybody who takes you out for a drink, is going to be somebody who respects you and values you and sees you as for the amazing woman that you are. My concern about this gentleman is that he's going to need some additional help from you, some additional reminder from you to pull his own weight. And I don't want you to feel that you're in a situation where you're taking over most of the responsibility or where you feel like you're doing all the heavy lifting. That's not fair. And I feel like that's an old pattern. So while I agree with Kay that there is a question mark over this, my sense is, yes, I think not in August, possibly in September, but I don't know, because he's stalling. It's weird. But if he does show up, it's going to need to be in a way that you are okay with. Do you see what I mean? Otherwise, it's going to stink. And I don't want hurt for you, Jonette. I want this to be balanced.
Yeah. And the biggest issue here is that you don't want to go into survival mode for it. You don't want to take the false promises that you already have with it. You need to see it for what it is. And so safeguarding you and being safe, you know, as Spirit has said, that is, you know, you not compromising on yourself, you loving yourself enough to say, hey, I can wait to see this pan out.
Yeah.
And that's what Spirit wants you to do. Mm-hmm. All right, Jane?
Is that helpful to Lena?
Yeah.
Yes. I was just, like I said, I was just mainly looking for a time frame of when you saw him, you know, doing this. Because I pretty much feel like he is going to do this. I'm pretty intuitive. And, I mean, I'm already picking up his smell in my house, even though he's physically not here. So,
and we
can do that
even if it's not right for us, because when you are tapped into a soul, when you love a soul, when you want it so bad, you can bring in all of that where you can think, well, this is just so right. But there is a warning sign here for you. There is a question mark over it. And, you know, as much as you want this to happen now, Spirit is saying, but it isn't time for it to be now, because these promises that haven't come off for you, darling, are warning signs for you. And you know, be very clear, because you are intuitive, you can tap into him, because you can feel him, because you can smell. But, you know, we can all do that and it still not be the 100% right for us. And as Karen was saying, it's all about balance for you. It's all about love. It's all about, you know, bringing in safety for you and not making decisions that afterwards you go, well, what do I do now? This is not how I thought it was going to be. So, and you don't have to do all the work for it. You don't have to do all the work. Okay?
Yes, absolutely. Don't do all the work. If he is worthy of you, you let him show you. Okay? Yes. Let him earn the privilege of coming into your home. Let him earn your trust. And that's important. Tanetta, thank you so much for calling the show. Many blessings to you. Thank you very much. I'm going to go ahead and mute Tanetta. And Kay, before we go to the next call, I just wanted to ask for a second. Have you felt with the app? Now, I would never do this, not ever. But would someone else, someone less spiritually advanced than me, possibly, ever ask the same question over and over and over again until they got the answer they wanted?
Well, absolutely. And because they want it. And of course, like I said, you know, the lady who wrote me and said, your app is broken, I keep getting the same answer. No. Okay. You have to, when you can't cheat the game, all right? When you're putting the energy into the question, then, you know, the game is going to begin to work for you and you'll get your answer. If you keep asking it again and again, you know, it will get stuck. It won't say what you want it to say. And, of course, there's your intuitiveness kicking in going, okay. And, you know, so many of my clients, the single ones, They keep asking, is he the right one for me? Is he the right one for me? Is he the right one for me? And, of course, you know, somebody wrote to me and said, it said no, and she still went out, and it was a very scary night. So, and she said, oh, my God, she said, your app was right, and I still didn't do what it said. And, you know, we just seem to like to break rules. So, yes, you can keep asking, and it's going to say the same thing, because you have to listen to it. I mean, Spirit is not here to have us struggle. Spirit is here to guide us and share and care for us and you know, put us on the right road. So when we ask a question, you know, we do want that simple answer. I mean, my website, Katie Intuitive Specialist, if you break it down, it's KIS, and Spirit says, keep it simple. Mm. And that's what we need to do now. So when we ask the same question again and again and again, I mean, I get slapped up for that. And I go, oh, yeah, sorry, don't need to do that.
Okay. No, I do it too. And it is sometimes our desire to just, I think we want to control it. We want to, and the way that this works is everything in its own good time. Everything right. In balance. There's a lightness to this. There's a love to this. There's an allowing to this. That I think we, at least I do, when I get so focused on whatever it is that I'm on about, I think I step out of that gentleness. And of course, that's an important part of the spiritual journey, tapping into that.
It is, and it comes back to your intuition. You know, I wrote the book Dating the Messenger, and it was about my finding love. And, you know, they told me that my man had gone. And I went, great, well, okay, I'll go out and find my own. Wow, okay, did I get into a lot of trouble with that? Mm. Because, you know, I didn't listen because Spirit said, well, he's gone with another, but we will either bring him back to you or we'll find you another. And I just instantly said, no thanks, I'll do it myself. And how many times, and women especially, do we do this? And then we seem to get in such pickles when really we should have just stepped out of it and said, okay, have to wait and see what presents to ourselves, and then we work with that. And that's where people aren't trusting. We were talking about intuition before we went, blah, blah, blah. And, right. You know, I feel at times when this happens, when you all of a sudden you lose control of the call and that, and we're blocked out, it's like the negative side of things sort of saying, no, 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 don't tell them the truth. Don't tell them how they can fix this. Okay. It's like that block that, no, no, no. So I laugh when we have those bit of connections with things, because I think, right, you guys, okay. So our message has to be even stronger, that as we become our own intuitive specialists, you know, we listen to ourselves. What I was saying is, do we like it? Don't we like it? Don't compromise when you're going, I don't know. And we all, you know, as clairvoyants, as psychics, we get into just as much lesson learning as what the rest of you do. We don't miss out. Don't think that we sit here pretty. I'm sure you'd agree with me, Karen.
Oh my goodness, I'm capable of making a heck of a mess. And I head down blind alleys and I forget everything I teach and I do things against my best interest. I mean, that's the thing. We're all on this is a journey. Yes. And we are allowed to make mistakes. We're expected to make mistakes, but we also have these beautiful tools at our disposal. We have the ability to get quiet. We have the ability to ask. We have the discernment to know when I can ask for myself, when I need a little bit of help. We have the discernment to know, does this feel good? Does it not feel good? I think that a lot of the work that you and I do is to help people remember that power. Yeah. That, I mean, we all really have that power.
We do.
And
we
in
do.
The final analysis, the discernment is always ours alone. Let's go ahead and take another caller. This is a mysterious Skype caller. So okay. This just comes up all like 1111111111 on the switchboard. But so I'm going to go ahead and just open their mic. Hello, mysterious Skype caller. You're on the air with Kay, the intuitive specialist, and Karen Hager. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Are you mysterious? And what's your first name?
My first name is Trish, and I'm hardly mysterious.
Okay. I don't know. You're glamorous. You're mysterious. I don't know. I think you're very mysterious. Do you have a question that Kay can take a look at for you?
Sure. So, Kay, I'm currently in a relationship, and I was just looking for a little insight as to where you think this might go.
Yeah, this Trish, first of all, let me tell you too, the 1111111 that you came in on the Skype, all right, that number represents two things for you. One is, it's all about new beginnings, so I'll explain that in a minute, and the other is that when we get all those ones, all right, it's a sign that the spirit, that the universe is asking, Be careful what you think about. Be careful what you put out there, because it's like a snapshot. And then they're sort of asking you, is this the snapshot you want out there? So you are already asking, is this relationship, you know, the one for me? That straight away, there's your intuition kicking in. There you're asking, you know, is it the right thing? And thank you that both of us are here to help guide you today with that. You know, at first it felt good, and then you sat. And then, you know, here we are where perhaps, you know, he sort of juggled things around for you, and you sort of thought, yes, maybe, and then no. And then sort of you got into this moment of, hey, I just want everything to be great. I just want the strength of love and compassion and relationship. And you're struggling with that because you're finding that you haven't got it. And I feel that this person wears a mask with you, Trish. I feel this person is you know, you set up a few boundaries and he can knock them down. I feel that he wears an armor where there's only so much he says, and then he shifts it. And so you're questioning continually, well, which one have I got today? Who have I got today in that way? And, you know, I can tap into you and feel that you are full of love. Oh, you have kindness, you have consideration within yourself, and you have high values. So this guy sort of has rocked your boat a little, because he's not everything where you tick the box. And I'm sure you can agree with this, because, you know, you're saying, well, I don't know. And that's, you have to listen to that. There's your intuition. You're saying, yeah, all of these boxes aren't being ticked. And because of who you are, then you need to be in reflection to who you're with in that way. So we never must give up on love, not at all. But sometimes, you know, we don't have to love everybody. And that's really important. And that's where we're getting in trouble in the world today, where people are so quickly jumping from one relationship to another, feed me, give me, you know, have me, hold me, that kind of thing. And I feel that you are a much stronger woman, that you don't need it that way, but you still want balance, you still want that same reflection. Karen?
I think, Trish, what I mostly want to say, I'm going to leave what Kay said, and I'm going to let that stand. What I see when I come and take a look at your energy is I see a woman who is stepping into a time of a lot of change.
Yeah.
Your intuition is deepening. You are becoming more confident about your place in the world. Spiritually, everything is really picking up for you. And one of the things that you've really got going for you, Trish, is your ability to discern, your ability to see behind the mask. Yeah. And my sense is that as you move forward, as you are answering your own question about the relationship, it's going to come down to so what my gut is saying is like sacrifice. I don't mean you're going to have to make a big sacrifice, but I do mean you may have to be letting go of an old way of holding what relationship is or what you expect, and decide, how does that gel with where I'm going? Where you're going, Trish, to me, you're holding like a notebook, and you're holding a pencil, and you've got a bunch of books on top of that. There's learning coming for you. There's writing coming for you. There's creative expression coming for you. There's intuitive knowledge coming for you. You're really changing. And so if I were to look at that question about relationship, I would be looking at, is this partner someone who will keep up with me as I change? When I look behind that mask, what do I see? Can this partner keep up with me as I change? Your path is very bright and really strong, okay? Gorgeous light around you, beautiful intuition around you. And so for me, this comes down to discernment. Who holds my hand as I go forward? Who takes my arm as we step into the next chapter? Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does. Actually, he was pushing for a further commitment, and I backed off. I wasn't ready. Now, I do believe that we have a great connection. I just didn't want to push it this quickly.
No. And that's where, in the beginning, as I said, the 1-1-1, you know, the new beginning of all of this, you know, you can take it any way you like. But when a person wears a mask, you have to find out more. And when a person pushes for more in a relationship today, you also have to ask, what is this about? Because it shouldn't be a push. But people have their own agendas, and you know, you need to be more clever in your stand, in your strength in that way, in your values that you have. So trust that gut instinct that you have, that you say, no, I don't want to push. I don't want to have to be told what to do or how this is going to work out. I want to find out how it's going to work out. I want to be in the moment. I want to work with it. I want to see. And if he's not prepared to bring that mask down, then you know that you can walk on knowing that you've made the right decision here as well, Trish.
Trish, thank you so much for calling the show. I really appreciate your patience, and thank you very much. Blessings to you as you move forward. I'm going to go ahead and mute Trish, and I'm seeing how many callers we have. And so may I just roll to the next call, Kay? Is that all right with you?
Of course, yes.
Okay. We have more people than I think we can possibly get on, but we're gonna try. Here comes area code 631. And 631, you're on the air with Kay, the intuitive specialist, and Karen Hager. Hello.
Yes, hi. My name is Suzanne. I wasn't sure which question to ask, so I'm going to ask, when do you see my son moving back in with me?
Your son, was that moving back in with you?
Yes.
Yes, okay, fine. All right. Within the next couple of months, he has to sort some things out first. All right, you know, you're being very generous about this situation, and, you know, Spirit is showing me that he has to be dedicated to this change and make this move a successful one, because it can't be a half-hearted, and I'm sure you understand that. You know, it's going to shift the dynamics in the home in that sense, in that way. And for you, well, it's about, you know, you putting your joy forward of what I can add into my life with this, not what you can take away. I hope you can understand that, how Spirit is explaining. It's like, you know, sometimes we put, it's like a garden, and we put a plant in, and then we put another plant and another plant, and we look at it and we go, well, you know, that doesn't really match. And I wanted to make it look really more lovely, more beautiful than what it was. So the energy here of the sun moving in is sort of like the plants. Okay, well, what part do we put in to make more healthy? What part do we add to make more success in the relationships between you? And then, you know, and the dragonfly is buzzing around me, and the dragonfly is about transformation and great joy. The dragonfly brings in the coincidences and the connections in that way that you and your son obviously need. There perhaps is even a little bit of misfit for you as, what is it going to be like again? You know, that little inner fear that you think, oh, here we go again, that kind of thing. For, you know, mother and child in that sense. But, you know, I just also see that you just have this love of, well, it's going to work out, we're going to make this happen, it's all going to be fine, and you're working with it that way. So, and most of all, remember that, you know, it's your home, that you know, you have the rules, you have the say, and then you have the capability of bringing him in and blessing him in the ways that you need to, as well as you being blessed for being mother to child. Does that make sense to you, my love?
It does. It really does all make sense. I just was, he's living with his dad now, so I don't know. His dad's not going to say, just come with him in a couple of months. I mean, I don't know.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part.
It sounds like you're wondering if his dad is going to release him.
Yeah.
If circumstances are gonna take place. My take when I look at that question is that yes, they do.
Yes.
He feels a little, your son feels a little wounded to me, not because anyone hurt him physically, but because this is difficult, isn't it? I mean, this is really difficult. And your ability to hold space for him in the way that Kay was describing, to make a safe space for him and yet be able to take care of yourself, is so important. It's so important. Does that help with that, Suzanne?
Yeah. It does help a lot, and it sounds wonderful. It's just I don't know I mean, he's just going to, I want him to. It's not that I'm just, he's going to say, I want to come back to you and not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't know how it's going to happen.
I do. What I would guide you to say, and I know I do have to let you go, and I'm so sorry, but what I do want to say about that is that one of the best things that you can do is hold open intention, send loving intention to him, to lean into the situation in prayer, to have an opening there, an energetic opening, so that when he is ready to walk back into your arms, he can. Because okay. Love always conquers restriction, doesn't it? Right? Love always conquers those limits, those boundaries. As someone who loves him, as his mother, you hold that open space for him so that he can walk back into your arms, okay? Thank you so much for calling the show, Suzanne. Many blessings to you. I'm going to go ahead and mute Suzanne. Thank you, and I'm sorry to have to move so quickly. Kay, I know we're just, I'm looking at the time, and I'm looking on the switchboard. No! Can you please tell us before we get going on the next call, 928, you're next. Just so that you know. But Kay, can you tell the listeners how they can reach you? Because we've got people here who have questions for you. They're not going to all get on tonight. How can they get you?
That's fine. KayTheIntuitiveSpecialist.com. You can sign up there. You can join and come and get a email reading from me. I don't have to have you in front of me. I just need to tune in. So we have one questions. We have three questions. We have the hour. Of course, we can do Skype as well. Everything is recorded. And then you can then, you know, have your answers from Spirit. Spirit, you know, the way they work with me, they're very defined in the information and they're very quick and they want to get down to the nitty gritty because that's what everybody wants today. You know, they have so much love to offer and guidance, but they don't want us to sit in upset any longer. And, you know, the email readings have been very popular with me because, well, people can't get to me. I read for people all over the world and it just makes an easier access in that sense. So just sign up through the website in that way. For the listeners today too, for the first 10 people that sign up for a newsletter, they also get to join me in Team Spirit Partners, which is a year's subscription of having me. It's where you get interesting emails, discounts on things, lots of extra goodies. You're in a private group on Facebook and a platform where you can be with a collective community. And that conscious collectiveness is necessary. You know, many people say to me, oh, I would never tell anybody that I know you or that I signed up with anything. And that's okay. Well, that means then your family. Come into my family and be with me and the rest of the people in that family where we know that we're safe. So that's how you can connect with me.
Wonderful. That's like insanely generous. So if you go to KTheIntuitiveSpecialist.com, that's the letter K, and then TheIntuitiveSpecialist.com. And if you are one of the first 10 listeners to this program to sign up onto her email list, she's going to gift you, this is awesome, she's going to give you a free annual membership to the Team Spirit, to the private pages, private access to Kay. That's pretty darn good. So run, don't walk. KayTheIntuitiveSpecialist.com. That's really generous, Kay. Thank you. That's wonderful.
You're welcome. Especially because we've had a hiccup with this sound and everything today, but it's all good.
It's all good. Let's go. Let's charge on and let's grab area code 928. And 928, you are on the air with Kay, the Intuitive Specialist, and Karen Hager. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Can I know your first name?
Alfina.
Alfina, that's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Thank you. Absolutely. It's a goddess name. It's a goddess name.
Oh, nice. Do you have, I'm going to ask for just one question and we're going to try to do it sort of quickly. Do you have a quick question for Kay?
Yes, I have a question pertaining to a person with the initials DB. I'm wondering if she sees a reconciliation between us.
D as in David, B as in boy?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Kay.
Yeah. Okay, darling. This is going to be difficult for you, and I know that this has been heart-wrenching for you as well. And right at the moment, both of you in your life are on two different wavelengths, two different tracks. So, and, you know, you want the future and you want to walk forward, but, you know, the other person that you're dealing with, she's just, you know, working on the old things and sort of almost like, you know, strumming the little violin and saying, but what about this and what about that? And, you know, using excuses in that sense. And Spirit shows me that if you want to hang in there, you can. All right, but you have to evolve and you have to allow this other person to evolve as much as you are also to be able to fit this back in. You know, both of you have a great deal to give, Spirit says, and they're showing me that, you know, when harmony is there in this relationship, a great deal of love to give, all right, a great deal of harmony, a great deal of harmony to put into this relationship. But it has been stretched. It has been, you know, you've been like, out on a limb in this sense, in this way. And so there needs to be more work. There needs to be communication. There needs to be a softer energy to things. I feel this other person sometimes doesn't want to look at the situations that are in front of them, and therefore you feel like you're the carer, the mother, you've got to be the friend, you've got to be the lover, you've got to be all of that, and this other person sort of just ignores the fact that you're actually giving this beautiful energy to her. So for you at the moment, it's just step back, all right, let things evolve and let things resolve as well. And don't sort of try and manipulate the situation in thinking, well, this is best, when in fact both of you have to come into agreement in that way. So Spirit is saying, just sit back, just love more of you and love this person for all of the attributes, not just for some of the things, and then talk more, communicate more. And of course, love is always about communication. We can't have love unless we have communication. I trust that helps you, my darling. I wish you well. Just remember, step back. Okay?
Okay, now, so I just kind of step back and don't talk to him. Like, that's just kind of what I should do.
That's what I would guide you to do, Athena, because what you want to do is wait for you guys to come back on the same wavelength, wait for you to be on the same page. When I connect with DB's energy right now, there's a little bit of a coldness. There's a little bit of a, like, he put his hand up in front of your face, like, stop, no, stop, right?
Yeah.
And so if I keep kind of pushing on that, I make myself unhappy and nothing changes. And I think that's why Kay is guiding you to step back. Is that right, Kay? Now I'm putting words in your mouth, which isn't very nice.
No, not at all. No. And you see, because there's a lot of female energy here of the she and the he, and it's getting mixed up to as who's the boss. Yeah. He wants to be the boss, and then you want to be the boss. And that's where you have to sit back and look into this. All right, that communication. And I feel this person, you know, it's always about them. It's always the issue. It's always the controlling factor in that way. And you're so good in wanting to just bless and love and do all of that, okay? But sometimes we can't do that because the other person has to work their stuff out for themselves in that way. So, yeah, sit back, darling. Just sit back and wait and see how this can evolve and resolve. All right?
Thank you so much, Athena. Thank you for calling the show. Many blessings to you as you move forward. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and mute you. And Kay, I'm seeing that we're just right about at the end of our time. I know that you are busy. Do you have 15 more minutes?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Do you really? Okay, guys, here's what we're going to do. And I hope this works. If you are on the switchboard, please hold the line. Please stay with us. If you are on the switchboard, you'll be able to continue to hear the program and continue to be with us. If you are listening, if you're streaming, the show will go away. It will end abruptly and you will be sad. But if you're on the board, please stay with us and we'll continue to take calls for about another 15 minutes. This is a good time to say that you're listening to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Of course, you can find me and all the things about me at karenhager.com. My guest is Kay, the intuitive specialist. If you head over to kaytheintuitivespecialist.com, you can find out how to book a session with her. You can sign up for her newsletter. If you're one of the first 10 who does that, you get that 3-year subscription to Team Spirit. If you're fooling around with your iPhone or with your Android device while you're waiting on hold for Kay, please, oh please, head to the head to the Android store. What is that, like the Google Play store? Go to the Android app land. Go to the iOS app store and find the Tell Me Now app. That's Kay's new app. It is a ton of fun. Plus, it has a little cartoon picture of Kay, which that the whole that just makes it more fun right there. So do that. Did I say that right? I love your little picture in the app. All right. Well, let's go to our next call. This is area code 780. And 780, you are on the air with Kay, the intuitive specialist, and Karen Hager. Hello.
Hey, Karen. Hey, Katie. How's it going?
Hi, good. How are you?
Not too bad, actually. I have a question for you, for myself. Like, how much spiritual work, because I'm taking the spiritual path, like, how much spiritual work do you have to do in order to get, like manifest and, you know, relationships and things like that? Because I'm just getting a little frustrated here why things are not shifting or moving into a, you know, positive direction, or things are stuck. So I have a question regarding that.
Yeah, okay, darling. Well, that's the problem first off. You're getting frustrated. Look, a spiritual path is a lifetime of learning. I was the same 10 years ago. I said, I want to know it all now, and then I want to have the answers, and then I don't have to do anything more. And it doesn't work that way. You know, we go through sectors, we go through cycles, we go through moments in that sense where spirit just keeps working with us on such different levels. And to work in the spirit realm, you never, never, never become the guru where now you can just sit and have the answers. You're always learning. And spirit expects that of us, and they expect to shift us. They expect to show us more and more. And when we manifest, you know, manifest is a huge issue for a lot of people, because they want it now and you have to have the momentum of it. So it's the same as learning to be spiritual. It's the momentum. It's which and often people go to places where they didn't feel right about it, but they went anyway because they said, well, I'm supposed to learn this stuff, so here I am, now teach me. And if you're not in connection with you and that institution or that person that's supposed to be your mentor, then you aren't going to learn. And that's another reason why you can be very frustrated as well, if you find the wrong teacher. I always believe that the right teacher always turns up when it's needed. And often we can miss that opportunity because we can get into our own ego and go, well, everybody else is doing the ascension class, but I really want to do the chakra class. And so we're off to the ascension class and you miss out on the chakra class where you wanted to learn to how to balance yourself and put you into a space that you need to be. So I firstly say, don't beat yourself up so badly. And then second of all, focus more on the ones that really work for you, the parts of the spiritual walk that you're doing that really, really give you joy, that give you passion, that give you comfort with spirit's relationship. Because at the end of the day, that's to have a relationship with spirit so that you can evolve. So step yourself back into, like, father child. You're going to learn from either a mentor, or you're going to start learning from you, because, my love, you have all the answers also. You did not turn up on this earth totally blindsided and said, okay, I know nothing. As we walk our path, also learn of the things that, oh, that seems like I knew that, or that I know already, or that feels so familiar. And that's when you really start to evolve, where you really start to come in to that spiritual walk. And you know what? A spiritual walk is hard, because once you do that spiritual walk, you have all sorts of things come against you. And so you have to be prepared to say no to that, and no to that, and no to that, and no to that, because the blinkers are on and you're walking in Christ, you're walking in spirit-filled connections, you are believing for blessings. And you know, darling, if you're working with manifestation, then you just walk around the place as if you've got it already. Oh, I'm rich. Oh, I'm loved. And then you will.
And then, hey, I'm just going to stop you for a second. The live stream's coming to an end. If you're on the switchboard, please stay with us. If you're listening live, thank you so much for listening. Blessings to you on your path. And, caller, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Thank you for staying. I love what Kay was saying, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I knew I had to say goodbye to those people as they left. Was that helpful, what you were hearing, caller?
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And I don't want you to give up, darling. I don't want you to give up. I want you to say, I want you to look in the mirror, and I want you to say to yourself, I walk in Christ. I am connected to the masters of the universe. I am connected to spirit. I am worthy because I want it. And your frustrations will start to go as you believe in the love that spirit has for you and the love that you have for them. And then as you learn, it will be easier and you will evolve and you will smile continually. And I'm feeling this as you grow, and your growth will be today, now. Not in 10 years' time, but today, because we're infusing you with this energy now. We're infusing you with the love of Christ. We're infusing you with spirit in your heart to say, yes, I belong. And that's one of your other frustrations. You feel that you don't belong. So I'm telling you, yes, you do. And welcome. Welcome to our family, my love.
Thank you, caller. Very, very, very much. This is not an easy path to walk, but it will never, ever be dull. I'll tell you that. Thank you very much. I'm going to go ahead and mute you, and I'm going to check in, please. I'm going to start to look for the people who've been holding the longest, because we have some people here who've been holding a very long time. Let's go and find area code 512, area code 512318. And 512, you're on the air with Kay, the intuitive specialist, and Karen Hager. Hello.
Hi, ladies.
Hi. We're happy. We're whipsawed by technological confusion, but other than that, I think we're doing very well. Is it all right to know your first name?
It's Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hi.
Have you got a question for Kay?
I do. Thank you for staying on late to take extra callers. Appreciate that. I was just wondering, for me, I'm currently car shopping, and the biggest thing I'm kind of dealing with right now is whether I am leasing or if I should buy. I found a really great dealership that's willing to work with me. I don't have the best credit, so it's been a long process, but now I'm at the point where I'm not sure which one is going to be the best route for me.
Okay, well, so the very first thing I got from Spirit was, it's time now to do this, definitely. You're in the right sector, the right cycle for yourself. And I feel strongly from Spirit that if you lease, you're wasting your money. If you buy, all right, you are actually saying to yourself, I've got something. And that's very, very important, darling, because for some reason in these last years, all right, there's been things that have been happening to you that you just feel that you don't have as much as you would like. And so owning your own car right now is very, very important to you. And that car is going to be the catalyst that you then trade into a better car down the track as your luck starts turning around more. It's almost like they want to blow the cobwebs out of you and say, we're done. It's okay. We're going into all new. And you just want to go, yeah.
Yes. Yes, I do.
So yeah, so they're doing that for you. They are huffing and puffing like the three little pigs in the wall. They are moving all of that bad stuff away from you and saying, just ground yourself with one thing that's now going to be the catalyst. Don't fear it, my love. Don't fear it. Just yes to it, all right? And listen, I would never send you a bad message. That's not what Spirit's about. And when they say activate, we're doing it. My God, watch out.
Okay. Thank you. It was tough because they're offering me such a low monthly payment, which is in my range if I lease. And then if I buy, it's above the range that I am able to pay. So maybe I can go back and work with them and...
Absolutely. And you know what? Bottom line, they want the sale. So you say to them, all right, you need them to compromise this. You need to be able to work with it that way. I did not see that you were going to get a raw end of the deal for this. Not at all.
Okay.
So they already have you in the works. They're not going to let you go. They're still going to help you out.
You don't need to stretch yourself. I don't see that at all, not at all. But your fear has stretched yourself, and your disbelief that nothing is going to go right for you. No. Let's shake that off now. You stand in that mirror and go.
Okay. I cried when I left the dealership yesterday because I was like, oh, my credit, like it went, you know. And I, even though I do know in the grand scheme of things it's going to work out, in that moment I was very frustrated and my fear did come in. I was very much like that. Cool. Like, it's, oh, what am I going to do? Yeah.
And I want you to walk into that dealership when you're ready to play with them in negotiation. And I want you to have the three little pigs and the big bad wolf in your mind.
Wonderful.
Okay. Do you see, real quick, if I should go with the white or the blue? There's one that felt better.
Before on the show.
Oh, that's funny. Did you hear us talking about that at the beginning?
Oh my gosh,
of the show?
I did hear that, and I swear I thought that you were talking to me.
I'm thinking white, blue, yeah.
But, you said that
so
exactly.
You love your job, okay? Yeah, exactly.
All right, what do you think, Kay, white or blue?
Okay, I'm getting white. I'm getting
me
white.
Me too.
What about
good?
Yeah, okay. It's good. It feels good, and it drives nicely, Spirit says. It drives nicely. So, well done. Congratulations, my love.
Yay, thank you.
Spirit, you're so welcome. Julia, thank you for calling the show. Oh, my gosh, that's fun. Thank you, Julia. I'm going to go ahead and let you go. And what I'm doing is looking here for the people who have been holding the longest time. There are so many extremely patient people. Let's go to area code 207 and 207772. You are on the air with Kay, the intuitive specialist, and Karen Hager. Hello.
Hi, my name is Cindy. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Cindy. You got a question for Kay?
Yes, I do. I have a house for sale. I'm hoping that it will sell this season. I have moved to another place and I'm ready to get on with my life, so I'd like to know what you have to say about that.
Absolutely. All right, so we'll just pull out some cards on here. You know, this has taken longer than what was expected. Like, this has been aggravating you, so, and it is time for it to sell, definitely. The first thing I saw was sunflowers, and when Spirit shows me sunflowers, it means that there needs some added energy into the house, so a little bit more warmth. So straight away, put some yellow flowers on the dining room table or the kitchen bench. So as people come through, they sort of see that lift in that sense, and especially if you have a hall table as well. Now, it might not match the decor in that way, but it doesn't matter because it's supposed to stand out and it's supposed to make people feel warm or like in that way. So, and something about some freshness, some air freshener through the place again. It's sort of been sitting stagnant in that way, the energy. So something that's got a beautiful, like the frangipani smell, that kind of thing that will come in that sense, just spray it around and let it happen. But it's time, and I feel probably within the next 4 weeks. So
okay. That's
good news. Yeah,
oh,
that's
yes,
great.
That's very good news.
Yeah, that's right. So, and I'm feeling to a younger couple for the home as well. So perhaps, you know, need to speak to the people that you're working with. What are they targeting? Who are they targeting? That kind of thing. So,
okay.
All right. And maybe a stretch in the contract time, but it'll be worth it because you haven't lost it. So, all right.
Okay,
my girl.
All the best. Thank you, Cindy, so much for waiting all that time and your great patience. You know what's awesome about yellow? That's the third chakra color. That's about action, and it's about taking action with integrity. Love the yellow for you. And so I would just, from my own standpoint, just guide you to do what she says about the yellow. That's a wonderful, and it also is a way of kind of physicalizing, making material your intention. Let's move this house. Let's get it sold. Love
the house
it.
Is yellow.
Oh, and the house is yellow. Awesome. Awesome. So let's get it sold. Let's go.
The whole
so
house
much,
is yellow.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. A third chakra house.
Yes.
Who doesn't want the third chakra house? Thank you so much. Cindy. Thank you. Good luck with the house.
Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead. You're welcome. I'm going to go ahead and mute Cindy. And oh my goodness, I see how quickly our time is going. This will be our last caller of the evening. And our last caller is area code 951. This will be the last call we take this evening. To the rest of you, please stay on the line and you can listen to this call. And thank you so much for your patience because the switchboard was swamped. We couldn't possibly have gotten to everyone, and I appreciate you hanging on. Do you know that your energy, your support, when you are listening on the line, when you are joining your intention to the people who are calling in, do you know that makes a difference? Do you know that that makes it easier for Kay to read, easier for me to read, because you are adding that positive energy? So thank you. Even if you didn't get on the air tonight, thank you for being part of the collective energy that made all this fun possible. Let's go to area code 951. And 951, you are the triumphant final caller in our show tonight. How are you?
Good. It's Nathaniel from California. Very good. Thanks.
Hi, Nathaniel. Have you got a question for Kay?
Well, it's kind of maybe a question or questions. I don't know. It's kind of like I'm looking for a new car, possibly to move out of the high desert here. And I don't know if she sees a job or what. I'm in disability now. So.
Yeah, you're a bit all over the place, Nathaniel. You know, your mindset is out and all of your chakras are out, by the way, too, darling. So we need some great meditation music to get you back into your mojo of thought process and all of that in that way. I think I heard, did you say car? And then you said house as well. The it's just a little bit of interference here. So are you looking for a car and a house, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. House comes first before car. So, and for you, you need to have a list. You need to write down exactly what you want, because I know you think you know, but you keep changing your mind on things, Spirit says. And everything's a little bit higgledy-piggledy and jumbled here. So, you know, you've got to look at the bigger picture, because this move is going to be your last move. You can't make this as a move and then the next move and then the next move and so on. No, Spirit says they want you to have the last move. So it has to reflect you. It has to be all of you in that sense. And that's your biggie, because it really has to be able to look after you as well. It has to, you know, make you feel as though you're at home and that you're comfortable and that you love all that you have in that place. So that's important first, and then the car. And the car is a smaller car. I don't see a big car. I see a smaller car. And I see it has to be affordable, of course. But you have possibly just a little bit of stretch to just get that little bit more niceness with the car model in that sense, with its year as well in that way. Okay?
So you see a smaller car, you say, or truck, or not a big one? Or
yeah. No, smaller car for you. Yeah, and got a great mileage on it. Okay, less mileage, I should say, not big mileage in that sense. I don't see it as brand new. I see it as second hand. But it's just a really good build for you, and it's the Australians have a term of the smell of an oily rag. It runs on the smell of an oily rag. So it looks after itself. It doesn't cost you a lot to look after it in that way. I don't know, do the Americans use that term?
No, I was trying to figure out why I would want a car that smelled like an oily rag. But so what you're saying is it's well-maintained. It doesn't take a lot of maintenance.
That's right. And you know, can run on fuel really easily. You get all you need for your money, that kind of thing. It's being really looked after. So, and as I said, house comes first, then car. All right?
Wonderful. And take care of that energy, Nathaniel,
yes.
Because you do, you're scattered now. It makes decisions very difficult. I heard you say that you were on disability. And of course, that shows me that we got a lot of other stuff going on. We got a lot of backstory. But I would love for you to be making those decisions. Do I move out of the high desert? How do I get the car? How does the car come to me? Be making those from that balanced place. I think that's why Kay is suggesting you make a list. From that balanced place, so that your priorities are in order. There's nothing denied to you. There's no problem. There's no scarcity. But there is a confusion about where to reach. And I think that's making it, I think that's what's making it difficult for you. There's no obstacle here except just clarifying, putting back into alignment what has come out of alignment. Does that, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're okay. It's gonna be okay. We just need to go kind of slow, and we got to take things in the right order. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Nathaniel, for calling the program. Thank you very much. Many blessings to you as you move on your path. Oh my goodness! And look what we did. We did a radio show. We did it with static. We did it with a false start. We did it with going 15 minutes over time, and we still did it. Kay, thank you so much. Can you remind listeners how they can connect with you, where your website is, what the special offer is, do all that good stuff so that they can find you?
Absolutely. So it's Kay, and that's just Kay, just the letter K, theintuitivespecialist.com. There you can sign up to my newsletter. We have some great things happening shortly that we're going to be launching. Yes, there's always more with me. And if you sign up, the first 10 who sign up then go into my Team Spirit Partners. And that's a year's membership where you have access to me and a private page with Facebook, where we all have a platform. It's a community. There's discounts. You can win readings. You have me 24/7 as such. And, you know, that's what it's about. It's about communicating. It's about being together and loving life with spirit. Having that relationship, understanding more, and there's freebies there. I've got prayers for people to download. I've got podcasts to listen to. There's a whole heap of information for everybody to learn and to learn more about me, to understand who I am and why we are connected today. I look forward to meeting all of you and greeting you with much love. And as always, keep it simple, my darlings. Keep it simple.
Thank you so much. That's Kay, the intuitive specialist. Thank you. Thank you so much. And of course, if you want to frolic with Kay's new app, which is Tell yes. Me Now, you want to go to the store on Android or to the app store on iOS, and you're going to search on Tell Me Now. You can also look online at ktellmenow.com. That's the letter ktellmenow.com to find out more about the app. All this good stuff at ktheintuitivespecialist.com. Of course, I'm Karen Hager. You can find me anytime at karenhager.com. I've got a sacred space toolkit for you. I got stuff to give you. You can connect for a session. You can see a gigantic picture of me because you know you want to. That's all at karenhager.com. Now, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your energy, your participation, your questions. Until the next time we connect, I'm wishing you peace.